Governor Patterson, realizing that his bills to cut $2 billion out of the state budget were doomed to failure, instead called an open leaders meeting to confront lawmakers on their inability so far to offer counterproposals. After almost 90 minutes of tense and acrimonious discussions, the governor decided to withdraw his demand for a special session.
It is clear that this special session here on November 18th will not yield the result that we want today.
The decision means that the state's now $15 billion combined deficit will not be addressed until next January at the earliest. Patterson will release his budget for next year on December 16th, and he says there's no time for another special session before the holidays. But he warned lawmakers that the painful decisions that they've so far avoided making will be even more difficult as the fiscal situation continues to worsen.
It is grim. It is a horrible situation that our state has been put in.
By agreeing to postpone negotiations until after he's released next year's budget plan, Patterson was succumbing to demands by Senate Republicans that they see next year's proposals before acting on the governor's request for cuts in this year's budget. Senate Majority Leader Dean Skello says he's willing now to hold hearings jointly with the Assembly and return for another crack at a special session.
I'm willing to come anytime the governor calls us for special session, but give me a bill.
Senator Skelos earlier in the day had threatened to put the governor's budget bills on the floor for a yes or no vote, a position that would embarrass many Democrats in the Senate who did not want to cross the governor or offend the various interest groups. Skelos' threat led Senate Democratic Leader Malcolm Smith to accuse the senator of playing politics.
That basically is a charade and basically misleading the public that we're really trying to do something.
Patterson sat back and let the confrontation escalate, finally stepping in to land some blows of his own, accusing Skelos of not suggesting 1 cent worth of budget-cutting ideas and of misrepresenting some of the governor's statements.
And have twisted into parroting a bunch of simplistic exaggerations that parody the truth. Let me finish.
Okay.
At one point, the governor held up a blank piece of paper to illustrate his point.
You've brought us nothing. You don't have anything on paper to show. You have nothing. And you're going to come in here and Mr. Leader, with all due respect, I'm still waiting for what your solution to this problem is.
The fight between Patterson and the Senate Republicans took some of the heat off of Democrats who control the Assembly. Many disagree with Patterson's proposals, but they have not had to speak up and risk offending numerous angry interest groups who made their presence known outside the Capitol. As hundreds of protesters chanted, "Tax the rich," and marched in a raw, biting wind. Afterward, Billy Easton with the Alliance for Quality Education, a group that defends school funding, says the legislature did the right thing by rejecting Patterson's plans and avoiding mid-year school aid cuts.
Governor Patterson's proposal to cut all our communities is a bad idea.
Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group took a dimmer view of Tuesday's outcome.
The governor was saying is they're not coming back until January, so essentially they've punted.
But Horner says at least now all four of the legislative leaders have said publicly that they will act with the governor to resolve the state's fiscal crisis. He says whether or not that means anything in the future remains to be seen. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.